Okay, year two here at St. Peter's School in Walworth. Now, you may remember we had a few weeks ago on the website, we had the amazing D&T Design and Technology Week and the Assembly. And we had children throughout the school who were very proudly parading their amazing designs which they'd done at home and also at school. Now, in year two, we've taken this over the past week or so a stage further, and we've been looking and concentrating on our transport topic and making some D&T models that are based on transport. So this is really, really fascinating, good scientific D&T work. I need to find out more, so I've got six year two friends. So I think first of all then, guys, your names please.
Hello, my name is Shannon.
Hello, my name is Joe.
Hello, my name's Fifi.
Hello, my name is Georgie.
Hello, my name's Io.
Hello, my name's Ellie.
So as you can hear, we have six very enthusiastic year two children. So we have Shannon, Joe, Fifi, Georgie, Io and Ellie. Now, I'll start with Shannon first. So your models were based on a particular kind of transport, Shannon. What kind of transport have you been looking at?
Boats.
Boats. So all the models have been made out of boats. So what happened then, Joe? So you wanted to make these models. Can you describe what materials you used, please?
We used, like, cotton, paper, toilet rolls, and Play-Doh, and straw, and chopsticks, and pipe cleaner.
Yeah, wonderful. That's a very thorough description. Yeah, but you have a fantastic memory. And Fifi, so where did all the children in year two at St. Peter's, where did we get all of these materials from?
We got them from some places around Woolworth in our school.
Yeah, so was it like a mixture of school and also things at home that children brought in?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Georgie, so you're making these boats. What was the first thing that you did before you made your boat? How did you approach this particular project? Did you maybe design them first and think about what's going to happen?
We wrote a plan of how we're going to make the boat. And then we drew a picture, and then we made the boat after.
Yeah, good. And Io, so when you're planning your boat, what kind of features did you want to put in your boat, please? What kind of things are in the design for your boat? Can you describe what it looks like?
It looks like some kind of a boat that don't have rowing, not a rowing, but we especially use one, not a ship, not a long ship like Vikings, not a ship that we used to travel, of another boat that's I don't know what it's called, but it's different.
So if yours isn't got, if it's not, if it doesn't move by people rowing, how does your boat move? What makes it go along?
We put it in the water and we blow the sail like this.
Yeah, so yours has got a sail. That's a really great idea. So maybe can you explain to people, please, listening, Io, what is your sail made out of?
Wool.
Yeah, that's good. And then finally...
wool's is cotton.
Okay, I see. Right, Ellie, you're being very, very patient here. So you designed your boats on paper, and then you made them. And then what I find really exciting, once you made your boats, then what happened? What did you do with your boats once they were made? You actually put them somewhere. Where did you put them?
We put them on the table for next day so we could test them out, see if those are going to work or sink.
That's it, perfect. So you actually tested these. So these boats in year two at St. Peter's, they're not just for display purposes. We're actually making practical boats and we can see if these boats actually sink or swim. So we'll go around again very, very quickly. So Shannon, sink or swim, what did your boat do?
Swim.
It's swim, good. Right, Joe, sink or swim?
Swim.
Fifi?
Sink, then it swim.
A bit of both, right? So maybe we could tinker with the design. Georgie, sink or swim for your boat, please?
Swim.
Swim, so it all sounds wonderful. Io, your wonderful boat with a sail on, sink or swim?
Sink, but... Swim, but I put some water in it.